Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. Union Cabinet, headed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved the Constitutional Amendment Bill recently to roll out the concept of simultaneous Lok Sabha and State Assembly polls. The High-Level Committee on One Nation, One Election, led by former President Ram Nath Kovind, has recommended holding simultaneous Lok Sabha and State Assembly polls in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi yesterday. The three-day conference, which began on Friday, focused on the evolution and implementation of a common development agenda and a blueprint for cohesive action in partnership with the states. Chief secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories, and domain experts, among others, attended the conference. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the Chief Secretaries Conference is a vital platform for collaboration between the centre and states to boost good governance. He said during the conference the discussions were focused on furthering growth, ensuring effective governance and enhancing service delivery to citizens. Prime Minister Modi said the meeting also focused on how to boost infrastructure and leverage technology for better governance. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal yesterday unveiled the cargo promotion scheme Jalvahak for boosting cargo movement on three national waterways. Jalvahak is aimed at incentivizing the movement of long-haul cargo via national waterways on the Ganga, Brahmaputra and Barak rivers. The cargo promotion scheme provides a direct incentive to the cargo owners to transport their goods via inland waterways for a distance of more than 300 km. Mr. Sonowal also flagged off three cargo ships with two dump barges from the GR jetty in Kolkata. It marks the beginning of the fixed scheduled service of cargo vessels from Haldia for National Waterways 1 and 2. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said the government has made a concerted effort to realize the tremendous potential of India's rich network of inland waterways.
इससे हमें कितने बड़े दिशा मिली, शक्ति मिली और हम सस्ते में एक जगह से दूसरी जगह तक सामान ले जाने का, लाने का और भेजने का काम कर सकते हैं, वो भी पर्यावरण को नुकसान ना पहुंचाते हुए। रोडवेज हो या रेलवेज हो, इस दोनों मोड ऑफ ट्रांसपोर्टेशन में जो भी पर्यावरण में नुकसान होता है, तो उसको घटाने के लिए जलमार्ग ही ऐसा एक व्यवस्था है जिससे हम अपने पर्यावरण को सुरक्षित रख सकते हैं।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 29th of December. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. More from our correspondent.
People can submit your ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. People can also share their inputs online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episodes will be accepted till 27th of this month. The program will also be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News On Air mobile app. It will also be live stream on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO, and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast a program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The nation is celebrating the Vijay Diwas today to commemorate India's victory over Pakistan in the 1971 war. Vijay Diwas is celebrated on December 16 every year to mark the great victory achieved by India over Pakistan to remember the valour and sacrifices made by the military forces. The victory is a witness to the freedom of Bangladesh as an independent nation from the repressive rule of Pakistan. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Have a nice day.